You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
A report released by disability equality charity Scope highlights the extra financial pressure that is being put on disabled people in the UK. Joining me now is Warren Kirwan, Media and PR Manager at Scope. Warren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, the statistics that we're looking at are part of Scope's annual Disability Price Tag Report. Can you tell us a bit about the work that goes into that report and how it's put together?
Every year, our researchers take a close look at the Family Resources Survey and literally work out how much more it costs for disabled people to have the same standard of living as everybody else. So if the average disabled household did what like the average family did or average household did and how they wanted to live, it would cost £1,095 extra per month. And that's just short of £15,000 a year. And that kind of extra cost that comes with disability is all the things that a lot of people listening probably kind of are aware of. So you might need it. You might have equipment that other people wouldn't have to buy. You might need the energy to power it, move it, charge it, keep that pump working through the night, charge your wheelchair, keep the washing machine going. So those things will happen day in, week in, week out. You might need some help around the home. You might not have the energy after you finish work to kind of chop up your vegetables. You might need to get somebody in to kind of do the cleaning at home because you've spent all your energy at work and you don't have it therefore at home. And sometimes you just pay over the odds, and the classic one there is taxis or insurance. And altogether, that's like why life is much more expensive if you're disabled.
And as you say, the extra cost incurred by disabled people is estimated to be over £1,000 a month and set to rise even further in the future. What are the impacts that these extra financial burdens can have?
I think the big one is like if you're in a disabled household, you're much more likely to live in poverty. So it's almost half of families in poverty contain someone who is disabled. And so those extra costs have a real impact on disabled people's lives. We've also recently just seen the main kind of benefit that kind of addresses these extra costs, personal independence payment. It was up to very recently up for a £5 billion cut to have that money ripped out of the system. Now, actually, the government bill that was going through that was going to do that has just changed its name from the Universal Credit and Personal Independence Payment Bill to the Universal Credit Bill. So the government are still making cuts or looking to make cuts from Universal Credit, but they've now paused the plan cut to PIP, and they should be working with disabled people and co-producing the assessment through that. So initially I was a little bit skeptical. I wondered if like they would kind of set the financial parameters that meant the cuts might come in by the back door, but it does look like that they're off the table now, and the government are at where they should have been in the first place, consulting with disabled people on how to make the welfare system better.
We're of course keeping a close watch on the government's recent work on welfare reform in the UK. How has Scope reacted to recent events in Westminster?
I think Scope and a lot of charities and a lot of disabled people and a lot of disabled people's organisations were quite frankly horrified by the catastrophic levels that the cuts were going to be. Like, disabled people are much more likely to live in poverty. And we were personally talking to people who scored 12 points on the daily living section of PIP, but didn't get 4 points in one overall section. And that meant they were likely to lose the daily living component from PIP, despite having quite a high level of impairment. They had Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and they were looking like, well, if it goes, where do I eat? Am I going to be homeless? And the amount of anxiety, confusion, fear, upset, it just kind of injected into people over the last 4 or 5 months. It's really put disabled people through the ringer to get to a place now where now the government is going to consult and co-produce disabled people before making sweeping changes to PIP, like to where it probably should have been in the first place. That's been a really tough 4 or 5 months.
Scope is part of the Disability Charities Consortium, along with RNIB and several other UK disability charities. Yes. How important is that partnership work, especially now?
Well, I think it's very good that it's one of the platforms that keeps charities on the same page. So, a couple of times during this whole process, when we've want to show the government that the entire sector is united behind this and opposed to these cuts, there have been kind of letters and statements that have gone out together that can run really shown the kind of force of our kind of opinion and disapproval across the board. So there hasn't been a place where the government can point to and say, oh yes, but this charity supports us, or this group over here supports us, or someone else has said this is a good idea. Almost entirely across the board, we're a united front. This is a bad idea. Government needs to think again.
For disabled people in the UK who may be concerned about their financial position both now and in the future, would you recommend finding more information?
Scope has a helpline. DR UK are a good place for kind of information. And there's a lot of other charities out there have helplines and advice, and I would recommend going to one of those. That generally, if they're not able to give the advice you're after there and then, they are able to point you in the right direction. So, if finances your worries, you might be able to go to like someone like Step Change or something like that. So there are lots of places out there you can get advice. The one thing I would say is don't just worry about something. Go and do something about what concerns you.
And how can we keep up with all of the great work that Scope is doing?
All those details and all of our helpline details and how to contact us will be on our website. You can contact our helpline on 0808 300 3333, helpline@scope.org.uk. That's on our website. And then we have regular updates about our campaigning work and the work we're doing to kind of really keep the pressure up on the government. It hasn't quite gone away. They're still planning to make cuts to the universal credit. So we're going to try and keep on them and try and let them know about the impact that those cuts will have.
Warren Kirwan, Media and PR Manager at Scope. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.